Dreamscape presents Dirty Secret by Mira Lynn Kelly. Narrated by Savannah Peachwood and Christian Fox.
Chapter 1. Vaughn. What's pissing me off isn't the phone call from my agent warning me that Coach is going to scratch me from the lineup if I don't knock off my confrontational bullshit. It's not that I walk into Belfast, the one bar I like in this city, and find Greg fucking Baxter and half our team cheering for some chump as he pops the question to his girl. It's not even that I can't get a fucking beer because all the waitresses are standing around moony-eyed, or that any plans I might have had of getting laid tonight are now securely in the shitter. Trusting my dick to some chick who just watched a happily ever after in action? Hard pass. Might as well cut the hole in the rubber myself. No. What's pissing me off is her. And that for a single second, I wasn't pissed at all. For one second, my only thought was, she's here, in Chicago. In the bar I've been coming to once a week for the past month and a half. Allie. The girl from Vancouver 8 months ago. The one with the dark curls, gypsy blue eyes, and the sweetest, wettest mouth I ever tasted. The girl who blew my mind and then blew out of my life without even giving me her number. Hell, I was half off my bar stool, the beginnings of an honest-to-fuck smile, fighting my chronic case of resting prick face, when it registered, she's not alone. And it's not some random hipster or suit with his arms slung around her shoulders, either. It's Ruxton Myers. My teammate. Fucking Baxter's best friend. That's what's pissing me off. I thought she was different. Hell, I knew she was a fan. She was wearing a Canucks jersey and hanging out at a bar with a bunch of players the first night I saw her. But she wasn't on the prowl. She wasn't eyeing every player there like a prize to score. Instead of some skin-tight getup that left next to nothing to the imagination, she had on jeans. Beat up, loose, frayed around the hems jeans. And a pair of white chucks. Her hair was this sexy mess of dark brown waves that I watched her put up into a ponytail in the middle of the bar without a mirror while she was talking to another player. She didn't care what she looked like, didn't care what anyone thought, didn't even have her phone out taking selfies. So, not a puck bunny. I'd have bet my life on it, especially when I saw her in the hotel lobby the next night.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?